Hello, everyone, and welcome to TaylorMade, the show where you ask the questions and you get your answers tailor-made by Hamline University head football coach Chip Taylor. In this week's episode, the coach talks to us about the tough loss against McAllister College. He discusses how terminology is used with his team, and the coach tells us why it's great to be a Fighting Piper. So let's get right to TaylorMade. Well, let's welcome back Coach Taylor. Coach, do you have team updates to provide for us?
Coming off of a tough loss, we're just ready to continue to work through the bye week. And then, obviously, you know, we have a very tough opponent, Mayak, play opening up and getting a chance to go down and open up with Gus Davis. So guys are going to be excited about that.
Well, that was a tough week this last week, the loss to McAllister. I know it seemed like the first quarter some things had kind of gone against you and it was hard for your team to overcome that. What are the kinds of lessons you want the team to take away from that game?
You know what? I know when we spoke last week, you know, you said some of the keys to the game, and you know, you got to take care of the football. You know, you can't give them the ball, and that's what we did. And when you do that, you know, nine times out of ten, you're not going to win the game. So, you know, just we always focus on ball security around here, but we just got to continue to keep harping on it. And you know, the guys need to understand that, you know, some of it is a lot of muscle memory and it's a lot of care and want to. So, well, guys are working hard.
As you enter the bye week, do you kind of change the schedule a little bit just because they have this extra time?
No, we keep it pretty much fairly simple. You know, we always compete Saturday. We'll come bring them in on Sundays. You know, we'll give them Mondays off. And then, you know, we're working Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then just depending on how things go, you know, if we go Friday or if we go Saturday. So it just kind of, you kind of want to always keep, you know, our guys are, you know, they like the same routine. So, you know, I don't like to change things up for them too much. So guys are working hard.
Well, let's head to fan questions this week. We first of all begin with David from St. Paul. He says, when you have such a talented quarterback, is it hard to stay with the running game because you know he is so good and can have so much success in moving the ball?
You know what? That's a great question. It can be at times, but, you know, when we go into a football game, we always, you know, we need to establish the run. And sometimes there's a lot of things that go into that as far as, you know, who are the running backs? Is everybody healthy? You know, what's going on with the offensive line? How much disruption is the defensive line doing? Are they blitzing? Are they doing a lot of run pressure? So it's a lot of it depends, man. Sometimes a team can get you out of the run game, and you know, you have to just stick to your guns and you know, do what you planned on doing when you got into the game. So
I know that the big thing for some coaches for the longest time was that it would script out what their first 20 plays of the game were or something like that. Sure. Is that something you guys do?
You know what, it's kind of week to week, you know, every now and again, you know, I'll sit down with our offensive coordinator, and you know, we'll talk about, you know, openers, and, you know, when we do it, you know, we're always anywhere from 7 to 10 plays, you know, some of those NFL guys are going 20 plays, we don't get that in depth, but there's some things that we want to get to, that we want to see how a team's going to line up, how they're going to adjust, you know, so we do script. Yep.
Our next question comes from Jim from Northfield. He says, my coach has him working on the area where he is the worst at almost exclusively. He told my son that when you improve in that area where you are weakest at, that you improve the most. Does that philosophy make sense to you?
You know, it's always tough just looking, you know, getting a question like that, because a lot of it depends on, you know, the body language, how he asked the question, you know, what's his demeanor. You know, it makes sense as far as, you know, if it's, you know, you want to work on your weakness. I understand that part. You know, so I do believe in that. You know, if you can fix your weakness, you're going to be a better player. So
the coach is riding with that one. Raymond from St. Paul asks, I always find the terminology that is used by teams to be interesting. What led you to decide on the terms that you use to describe plays and formations?
That's a good question too as well. A lot of it comes to what kind of system you really came up in. You know, you kind of take things that you like, things that a lot of times make sense to you. And what I've done too in the past is, you know, so a lot of times, you know, I'm not the one playing anymore. So it's really, you know, you ask a guy, you know, this concept, this is what we want to do. What do we want to call it? You know, so our guys are really good at, you know, putting the pieces together. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what I know. It matters what they can decipher and what they can execute. So we kind of leave it in the hands sometimes to the our players. But a lot of it, we give the shell of it comes from what kind of system you came up in. So.
That's kind of interesting. Is that to give the players greater ownership then?
Yeah. Yes, you could say greater ownership. But again, I always look at it to a even to a standpoint of when you're making signals, you know, to me, why make a signal as a coach? You know, why not let the player who's on the field make the signal? Because if they make the signal, then they should remember the signal. That's the way I always kind of look at it. So
that's a good philosophy there. Yeah. And next up, we have Coach Mike asks, are there ways that you can recommend to improve the chemistry and communication between linemen?
You know what? Linemen are a different breed. I think with linemen, I think food is always a positive. So, you know, I think if you can get those guys eating together as much as possible, I think you're on the right track. So maybe you should try that.
The buffet restaurant is the greatest coaching skill. Ryan from Cottage Grove asks, big win for Philly on Sunday. Kansas City looks to be really good after beating the Patriots. This should be a really tough game.
You know what? I just kind of follow the box scores. You know, I don't get a chance to watch too much football during the season. I had a lot of buddies at home, you know, texting, say they were at the game and they were excited about Philadelphia. So that's good. And again, I was a little bit heartbroken when Andy Reid left. Man, I was a big Andy Reid fan. He's a really, really good ball coach. So I'm not surprised that he's got Kansas City going the way that he does.
Linda says, I hate clowns. Why do they have to have a scary clown movie out?
Linda, that's a great question. I didn't even know that a scary movie is out with clowns. I can't. That one just brought a smile to my face, Ms. Linda. I appreciate it. I needed that this week. I don't want to say I hate clowns, but you know, I have no stake in the game on that one. So.
We have a couple of relationship questions for the coach. The first is from Troubled, who says, I went to throw a birthday party for my boyfriend at my apartment, just some friends and family, but his parents demanded that it be at their home. I wanted this to be a special day in our apartment, our first birthday together in our place. Do you think that this is worth me putting my foot down and demanding that it be at our apartment?
Another good question. Troubled, I would. The first thing I would ask you, if we were talking right now, I would say, how well of a relationship do you have with the young man's mother? That's what I would ask. If you got a great relationship, then maybe you can push a little bit. But if you don't have a great relationship, you might as well just let them have the party at their house and, you know, you guys do something on a different day. That's my opinion.
Next up is Mike. He says, my son is being bullied at school. This is kind of new to me, and I'm not really sure when to step in or when to step back. You deal with kids who play football, so I'm kind of curious what you think.
That's a good question. That's a serious question because bullying is something you never, you know, that's one thing that you're always, you know, conscious of when you send your kids to school. So, you know, I think you got to just really continue to communicate with your son about it, you know, and there's a certain level of, you know, you got to be able to learn how to protect himself as well, but you don't want him to, you know, to start anything either. So that's a really slippery slope. You know, and communicating with the school can be a little tricky too. So, you know, I would just really feel your son out and just really see if, you know, if you as a parent need to step in and, you know, maybe communicate with the teacher / dean of discipline or principal, because, you know, you don't want your, that's one of the worst feelings in the world is to know your kid is going to school and he's not comfortable, you know. So, you know, you just got to really keep a close eye on that and hopefully it can work out for the best for you, Mike. So
our last question of the week is, why is it good to be a Piper?
It's always great to be a Piper, man. I mean, we got, like I said, school is in full swing. We had a great atmosphere, you know, with McAllister being right down the road. A lot of fans came down to watch us play. So that makes us feel good. Let us know we have the support of our school. So, you know, I mean, it's great to be a Piper right now because athletics are in full swing on campus. Volleyball, both soccers, football, cross country. So it's great to be a Piper, to be involved, and our young people are getting a great education and we're ready to roll for next week.
That's excellent. Thanks for joining us this week, Coach.
All right. Thanks. See you guys next week.
We want to thank Coach Taylor for joining us on Taylor Made this week. If you have your own questions you'd like to ask the Hamline University coach, please send them to us at ChipTaylor@MinorLeagueSportsSupport.com. That's ChipTaylor@MinorLeagueSportsSupport.com. Please have your questions to us by Wednesday evening so we can give the coach a little time to review them before we record the show. I'm Rob Pannier, the managing editor of the Minor League Sports Report, and we'll see you next time on TaylorMade.